expected minutes from now for the former IMF chief Dominic Strauss-Kahn. All of the sexual assault charges against him in New York are expected to be formally dropped. This is ABC News.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. Another great day. A little foggy out there. Isn't that crazy?
It's a little overcast.
A little overcast.
It's Ventura. It is. And we have the backward weather.
It's funny.
Never been here on a Christmas that wasn't warm and sunny.
Oh, really? So it's always like that. Oh, so I know where to go. You know, it's funny. My husband and I got married on December 15th in Oxnard at the Mandalay Bay.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
The most incredible. You're absolutely right.
Oh,
it was gorgeous. There were surfers out that day. Who would have ever thought? Well, I welcome all of you to my show, The Kim Pagano Show. And I'm Kim, and I've got Dr. Bunny Vreeland on.
Dr. Bunny.
That's right. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
We
thank
had
you.
Fun Saturday night.
We did. That was so nice.
And it was so unexpected.
Yeah,
I love stuff like that when you don't even plan it and it just happens.
We might as well tell them what we did.
Please do.
Okay.
We were actually listening to some hip-hop. Was it? Do you think it was hip-hop? A little rock and roll?
It was Soldier. It was supposed to be rock and roll. And Sheldon Brown, who is the publisher of The Breeze, gifted
great,
us.
Great newspaper.
Such a sweetheart. And he gave us some tickets to join him there. And we were both there. You and I were there with our, you were with your husband. I was there with my sweetheart.
Yep. And he is a sweetheart.
He's just a doll. Yeah, he is.
You guys are cute together.
And so we ended up sitting together and getting to know each other a little bit more.
I know. That was great.
So that was wonderful. They were called the freshmen.
Soldiers. Something, I don't know. How sad is that? I don't know. All I know
local
is...
Local group, and
yeah.
They were excellent,
yeah.
But they weren't rock and roll.
No. They were, it was kind of like, now I see why people jump up and down,
you know,
and it was kind of cool because there was a lot of people out there. You don't have to dance.
It was a place that kids could go and be happy and jump up and down.
And really good food. You guys brought your food, but we bought our food there.
Oh,
and
But either way, I mean, it's open to, you know, you can buy your food, you can bring it in. There's a bar there if you know, we brought
it. Now, do you go a lot there? So,
you know,
the name of it is Adobe.
The Olivas Adobe. Olivas Adobe.
Yeah.
I used to go every week.
Oh, really?
Before Greg and I were together because I was dating a guy that loved to dance, and so we'd go every week to dance. But we haven't been going. I think this is our second one this year.
Mm.
And they always have wonderful
You know,
venues.
It's cool. I'm learning everything out here in Ventura.
Mm.
There's
yeah,
so many
right.
really
You're
quaint, yeah. yeah. There's so many quaint little places out there. So
well, you have a lot going on.
I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do. But, you know, I love to. I'm like one of those people. I love to try a new restaurant. I love
mm-hmm.
to try
Me
a new
yeah.
place. So anyways, I'm so glad you all joined us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. And I want to remind you that I'm on every morning from 8 to 9 and then again from 3 to 4 if you missed any part of our show. And we got Steve on our board here. How are you doing, Steve?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, Steve.
Okay.
You know, Kim, it's so funny. I was listening to the radio as I was tootling around the other day, and it happened to be between 3 and 4, and I'm listening to KKZZ as I always do, and I heard this voice, and I thought, God, that sounds familiar. And it was us.
It was our show. How funny. Isn't that funny? Yeah. You know, it's sometimes crazy because I'll walk in and people are like, oh, I'm listening to you right now.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
anyways,
fun,
but,
though,
you know, I just checked in with a couple of my girlfriends just now. And I hope that they're listening. And if they are, I would love you to call in at 805-639-0008. And Steve's got the lines open. Because you know what's weird is we were talking about, you know, God, I haven't talked to you. And they said, it's okay. We're just tuning in to you. Mm-hmm, I kind of always know what you're doing.
There's that connection.
Yeah. And I'm like, ah, I love that. So I thank you for always being a part of my show, all of my friends and all my listeners. And today we've got a couple topics that we're going to be talking about. One is Sarah Eisner is the founder of, and CMO of Juice in the City.
I love that name.
Yeah. And Juice it's, yeah. So she was actually a mother. And, well, she actually was more than a mother. She's, you know, had been in corporate offices and then had children. And then now she actually just put together this group mom fund for local discovery and business stimulation.
She says it was launched last year right after Mother's Day because nobody got what they wanted for Mother's Day, so they made it up themselves. I love that. She
said,
neither of us got a damn thing we really wanted.
Isn't that funny? So yeah, so it is actually it's called Juice in the City, and it's kind of like a group Groupon kind of a thing, but for moms.
Good deals, fun things to do.
Yeah, so we will be talking a little bit about that, and then of course I have my friend Dr. Noelle Nelson, and she has been one of my longtime friends, and God, she's been in my life for the highs and the lows, you know, and today she's going to be talking about what more job kudos and supercharge your work, because sometimes you get a little doldrum, you know.
Well, and I think people don't always work for money. A lot of people work for money and attaboys or attagirls.
Well, you know what's funny is I think if you are doing what you love and working in your passion, money comes.
Money comes.
Right. And so I really believe that. And so then it's no longer a job. It's something that you love doing and then you make money.
And it shows.
And it shows.
I love doing what I do as a hypnotherapist and a therapist.
And you can tell. I mean, you really can tell.
It juices me.
There you go. Yeah. And I love what I do.
Absolutely.
I love doing hair and then I love being on the radio. I love connecting people. And it's just something that I've done all my life, and now here I am connecting people in a bigger way.
It's such a wonderful way of communicating, and you can communicate your love to other people by doing what you love to do. And when you did my hair, and I get to come back tomorrow night.
I know. I'm so excited.
You know, Greg said, who's doing your hair? And I said, Kim Pagano. He said, she really knows what she's doing. He said, I really like it. She gets it.
You know what? And it's funny because, and I appreciate that. My husband was like, wow, you know, but it's funny because if anybody out there knows the feeling of it's a gift.
Yeah.
It's more than it's not something, I mean, obviously I learned techniques.
Of course.
But it's a gift. It's something that it just falls off my fingers.
It's a gift from you to them.
Yeah.
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 It's like you like to cook too, don't you?
I love to cook.
Yeah. And that is
Although, you know, it's crazy. Okay. So this is kind of where we were going with our talk here. Mm-hmm. My youngest son is going to be doing a timeline. He's asked to do that.
In school?
Well, no, actually just through, you know, some like a therapist, you know, somebody that, yeah.
Okay.
And so they're doing a timeline. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for people to do that, to see what marks in their life.
Where they've been, how they've progressed.
Well, he's my fourth child.
Right.
We can't remember a lot of that. And it really kind of saddens me. And I'm thinking, I know we did a lot. We are going 100 miles an hour. And I realized that I thought I wanted to kind of talk about that. Is that we need to take a moment to kind of reevaluate our life and take pictures and kind of look back on where we're going and where we've been.
Well, as the firstborn, and I think you're the firstborn also, we have if you are the firstborn in a normal family, or let's say an average family, because I don't know if anybody's normal.
Yeah.
But you will find that you have more pictures and more records of your childhood and your babiness.
Of your first child.
Yeah, your first child. Because
no question.
It's your first child. And as each of the babies come along, you probably have less time. It's not that you have less interest, you just have less time. And, you know, that's a normal way of progression. So there's three children in my family. I'm the oldest. I had two brothers. One is passed away now, but so I have one brother who would be the middle brother, and he doesn't have a whole lot of memories of his childhood. And my other brother, who was the baby, was born like 8 years after my middle brother. So there were a lot of memories for him because it was like starting all over again. And my parents, this was my stepfather and my mom, you know, so it was my stepfather's first child. So it was a whole different way of making history and making records.
Hmm.
So it depends on the birth order, but it also depends on, you know, is this his, hers, or ours?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so we went through our albums and we started to kind of, you know, re-engage in some of those great, you know, mm-hmm. things. And so it just made me kind of think, wow, life really passes
by
fast.
Boy, does it ever.
And, you know, I mean, there's just so many things that we get caught up in, we want to do, but yet are we being in the present?
That's true.
And so
it's
that's
really,
something that
really
I want to come back to, because I know we do have our first guest on, and but let's keep that thought.
Okay.
So for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're here. And if you want to be a part or you have something to say, give us a call. Steve's on the board at 805-639-0008. And we have our first guest, Sarah Eisner. Are you there?
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Hi, Sarah. So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you started.
Okay. I am one of the co-founders, and actually my co-founder, Philippa Smith, was going to be with me flying out here, but her plane got very delayed, so she's not here. But my co-founder, Philippa, and I started Juice in the City about a year ago, on Mother's Day, the day after Mother's Day, 2010. And what we do is local discovery, really, and it's done via daily deals for moms. So we offer a local deal every day to try and give moms a way to, A, you know, save money, and B, discover those hidden local gems in their neighborhood that they may not have had the chance or the impetus to try, and to send them there and get them to know these local business owners and really get involved with the what I like to think of as the neighborhoods that are helping raise all of our children, because I think, you know, a childhood is really made of all these different local discovery memories, and it's what brings you back home once you, you know, grow up and move away. And the local businesses in our areas are just very important, I think, to our lives.
Wow. And, you know, I know you're up in Northern California, right?
Yes. We started it on the peninsula, and we're now in 20 different cities.
Wow.
Wow. And so how did you start? Because I know, you know, I just met with a couple that are just about to do something like this. There's so many things right now, the Groupon and the Bodcod and all those different ones.
Yep.
What was your, first of all, how'd you get the name Juice in the City?
Well, we kind of fancy ourselves as sort of like, you know, okay, let's be a little bit edgy and hip, and it kind of, you know, hinted of, you know, Juice in the City, that's kind of hip, and like the juice is the good stuff in your area type thing, and so that's where sort of juice came from. And there's also so many neat references to juice and fruit and just really sucking the juice out of life for moms, and that's what we believe that moms are, you know, deserve to do, to get out there and have fun and discover these things. And
so it's
not
the good stuff.
Yeah, it's the good stuff, and, you know, not to break the bank doing it.
Right.
So back to how we started. We actually, Philip and I, ran a company before this called Juice Box Jungle, and that was actually a weekly parenting show online. And we did topics like, you know, co-sleeping and, you know, over-parenting and trophies for everything, and how kind of funny takes on, and we would go around and interview moms to get their opinion on these topics and make these videos out of them. And we started putting those out onto the web with mom bloggers. And as you probably know, you know, the mom blogosphere is just a huge, huge, wide open. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of mom blogs out there, and they're very powerful, and they're very good writers, and they're just really
Inspirational, obviously. Yeah, so many mothers have so many gifts that we don't know about, you know?
Yes. And so we would distribute that show to mom bloggers, and eventually big companies like Sephora and Shutterfly and P&G started buying ad space in our shows. And so we were able to create this ad network for mom bloggers, and we had over 500 of the top mom blog folks in our network. And so we really, really worked closely with those bloggers. And what we started to see them talk about a lot were a couple things. And one was career. You know, what do I do to bridge the gap between the time I've been off raising my children and going back into the workplace? And a lot of times that the blog is that bridge. And secondly, you know, discovery. What do I do with my family this weekend? What do I do? What are the best places to go for camp, for all of these things? And then third, saving money and contributing to the, you know, helping the family's bottom line. And so we thought, then when this Groupon model came out, we thought, hey, we have these relationships with all these mom bloggers and all these moms, and we could do a Groupon type thing for moms, but with a different twist. And that was twofold. One was focus on local businesses. We don't do the national, you know, we don't do Starbucks deals or whatever. We do the local coffee houses. And we make sure that every deal that we show has been experienced by a local mom, which brings me to the second part of what's different. And that is we have a sales force that is made purely of local part-time consultants. It's a distributed sales force of moms, and we pay them very well. We reimburse them for going and experiencing a local business so that we know it's mom tested and mom approved.
What you've done, Sarah,
is you have created a situation that is a win-win for so many people. But under that, this is Dr. Bunny, by the way, you've filled a need. I mean, it's like you found a need and you filled it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I love it. And now, how long has this company been going on?
We started it the day after Mother's Day in 2010. So it's just been a little over a year.
Wow. And you know, what I love is mothers banding together, you know, and that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. If, you know, that's kind of my saying is many hands make little work.
Yeah, especially if if you're home with those little hands all by yourself and you don't think anybody's there to help you.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, I know my daughter just started babysitting and she said, she said, Mom, she's so sweet, the mom. She goes, she just wants to talk to an adult
in
a while. And I know that feeling,
yeah,
you know.
Every mother does.
Yeah, not that you want to be away, because usually when you're away from your kids, you want to be back there. But, you know, you just need some life.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually had a really interesting scenario where the NBC News anchor in San Francisco actually lives in one of the neighborhoods that we serve, and she just called me and said, I've been buying all your deals. I love them. I want to do this segment. And so we have this news segment where they followed some of our salespeople, our consultants. And as usually happens on this particular day that they were filming, you know, our consultants had their kids along with them as they were doing their job. And so, you know, you can go into, you know, the local toy store and do your job by talking to the owner and seeing how you can help them market their company to other moms while your three-year-old is, you know, holding your hand and looking around in the toy store. And so that's what I love about it, is that I just love the idea that a mom could have a really relevant career at one of the, you know, in one of the hottest tech industry, you know, verticals right now, which is this Daily Deals, while taking their kid along with them on the job. And they could live here in Silicon Valley, or they could live in LA, or they could live in North Carolina.
Right, Sarah, wherever. How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two. And so do you still go out there and do that?
I sourced the first like 20 deals that we did starting this area, and no, I don't still source
deals.
Been there, done that?
It was fun. Uh-huh. It was fun because I sort of got treated like this local celebrity as I started meeting all the different local business owners and helping them.
Uh-huh.
And it's been great. And that's what most of our consultants say, that one of the best things about the job is that they feel like a local hero.
Wow. So if you could say, what would be your best savings for your customers?
Well, for a general like money saving tip, when you're doing this kind of thing online, as far as buying anything online or using a deal site, my trick is that I never use a credit card. I use a debit card.
And why is that?
Because I feel like it's already surreal when you're buying online. Like, oh, it's online. It's not real. I'll just buy this, and someday it'll appear. And, you know.
And it's real easy to run that credit card up.
Right. And so if you're also not paying for it until a month later, it's even easier to just rack up a bunch of debt on things that you might not use. And so I just always tell people, you know, use a debit card so you're paying for it right away. And that's just the general thing. And then as far as how we help, you know, moms save money, I think it's definitely the sentiment that, you know, I really would love a massage. You know, it's been a hard week. Kids started school, et cetera, but, you know, I don't know where to go because I can't pay $80 for a massage or whatever. And so what we do is we might give you the chance to try out, you know, the best place in town for $40 instead of $80, so you don't feel quite as much as if you're taking a huge leap. And with Juice, what you know is that one of our moms, the local mom that lives
have
in town,
already tested it.
Right.
Right.
Has gone there and said, I love this. And as you can see on our site, you know, the moms that source the deals, we have their picture there, their bio, and so it's like you can find them.
If they recommend, if you ever need a tester in the Ventura County for massages, I'm volunteering.
Me too, actually. There you go. I love it.
Great.
You know what, Sarah? Gosh, you know, really, I think it's a great thing. And my hat's off to you that you started something like this. And so give out your website and leave us with that.
Okay, great. It's www.juiceinthecity.com.
Juice in the city.
I love it. All right. Well,
thank
you so much.
Thanks, Sarah. That was fun.
It was really fun. And, you know, you can start anything. You really can do anything.
Find
you put
a
your
need
mind.
And fill it. You know,
that's
Greg
it.
And I were talking last night. He says, so if you could have invented anything, what would you have invented? And I said right away, Ziploc baggies.
There you go. You know, and you know what I would have? Post-its.
Post-its, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Which, by the way, was a mistake. He was trying to find a really strong permanent bond, and he considered it, the guy that discovered those, he thought it was a big mistake, and he threw it away.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I love my Post-it notes.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've
got affirmations
all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Reminders.
Well, gosh, I'm so glad everybody tuned in today.
Are we taking a break?
We are.
Okay.
We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
The Kim Pagano Show.
And again, our lines are going crazy. I know Steve's going, oh, God, here we go. But I do want to give out our phone number here. Be a part of our show. Call in. Tell me what's going on in your mind right now. And at 805-639-0008. When we come back, we will be talking to Noelle Nelson, Dr. Noelle Nelson. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for staying with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'm here with Dr. Bunny.
Hello.
And, you know, Dr. Bunny, give out your phone number in case anybody wants to be hypnotherapy.
I want to be hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapized.
Yeah, hypnotherapized. Yeah, I actually was... So it's hypnotized, right?
Yeah, right.
And it was amazing. I want to come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're welcome to any time. My number is 805-482-8111. Again, that's 805-482-8111. You know, I announced on your show that I'm doing a discount.
I know.
And so I am just hugely busy right now.
Well, good.
And I'd just like to continue that throughout August. So if you're interested, if you have an issue, or if you're just overwhelmed and you need to relax and get rid of some of this stress, give me a call, because I am taking one-third off my my sessions, one-third of the price off for the rest of August. And again, my number, 482-8111.
And they just have to mention the Kim Pagano Show.
Yes.
All right.
The
I love
Kim
it.
Kim Pagano Show.
Okay. So, you know, talking about that, okay, what is it that you're seeing the most right now? You know, stocks are going crazy. You know, I think that I've talked to a lot of my friends. I feel like, you know, maybe you've either been married for a long time or maybe divorcing, or, you know, things have changed.
There's a lot of uncertainty.
Uncertainty. There you go. You just hit it right on the nose.
People are confused. The old way doesn't work anymore. They don't know what to do. Should I stay where I am? Should I move? There's just a lot of choices that we have that we may or may not want to look at.
Yeah, and you know, I think that I woke up this morning and I kind of just said to my husband, gosh, I feel like I'm not here and I'm not there. You know, I mean, you know, life is kind of, like you said, uncertain. And everything that we've learned, that we've worked so hard for, you know, maybe our savings have gone down, you know, things have changed, all of our stocks. People are going to, should we buy? Should we just rent now? Should we get rid of our home?
The old way, the old tried and true way that worked for our parents and our grandparents doesn't work anymore. And there's a number of reasons for it. And we might want to dedicate a show to that sometime, because it's, I mean, there's so many layers to this. But what I'm seeing is, actually, I'm seeing a lot of teenagers and young adults, because they're frozen in place.
Well, you know, as you said that, okay, I mean, I remember my friends, we used to be either moving out of the house by 16 or 18.
Right, right. And could hardly wait.
Could hardly wait. Be able to work, you know, at either a dress store or work, you know, somewhere, and be able to pay our rent.
Yeah.
Be able to buy our own clothes.
Right.
Now our kids have it so much harder. They're working two jobs and still living at home.
And still living at home, yeah.
Things have
and everybody
changed.
Else is working.
Yeah. And so, you know, I hear that from a lot of, they've even gone to college because that was what we thought was the right thing. Now I really think that occupational schools are going to start coming back. You need to get a career.
I think you're absolutely right. And the more I look at it, the more I see people are scared. that the job, quote, the job, won't be there when they get out of college. You know, if you think about it, Kim, the jobs that were the most popular when, let's start with our grandparents, don't exist anymore.
I know.
A lot of the jobs that were the most lucrative with our when our parents were, you know, working, don't exist anymore. So we're looking at a whole new world, basically based on technology.
And the other thing is, my generation is kind of a sandwich, you know?
Yes.
Okay, so we're taking care of our parents. Mm-hmm. Not that we're taking care of them, but
maybe. But you know it's coming.
Yes, and mm-hmm. you know, I mean, one of my girlfriends just went to New York to see her parents, and you know, you want to make sure your parents are okay, that everything's okay. I check up on my mom all the time.
How old
and
is
my
your
dad.
Mother?
I'm not going to say it on the air because she's listening.
Oh, hi, Mom.
But there you go.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not even, it's just that's it. That's the generation that you have. They're not, you know, they're a little nervous. They don't want to go out of their box of what their comfort zone is.
Yeah.
And
well,
yet,
the world gets a little smaller as you get a little older.
Right.
My mother's 84, and she's pretty interesting because while she does have her box that she lives within comfortably, she just packed up and moved to Nevada to help her friends because she didn't have enough people to help here.
You said that before. I remember that. Wow.
She's an amazing woman.
You know, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. Let me know where you're at or where your family's at or if you've maybe been able to move out of the box a little bit, you know, so that you can give and add joy to somebody else's life on your journey.
Helping other people.
That's what it's all about,
it's
is
all
sharing,
about,
you know?
Nobody can do it alone. I say that every single day. And when my clients come in and they go, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. I don't know who to, you know, who I can trust. You know, that's another thing, too, Kim. We have to be very careful about who we listen to.
This is an important thing. Yes.
It's huge. Who do you listen to? And you want to make sure. See, I listen to people that have what I want.
Oh,
whether
great.
It's information, whether it's, you know, talent or whatever, and you can't
that's
do
a really
everything.
Great. That's good. I like that. Listen to people that you already either they already have where you've gone
or
you're
where
going
where you want to be.
Yeah, I love that. Well, for anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Bunny.
Hello.
And we're just talking about life.
Yeah.
And Steve's on the board waiting for all, you know, well, actually, here goes a bunch of phone calls, but you can call us at 805-639-0008. You can also Facebook us a question at the Kim Pagano Show. And you can also tune in to any of my shows on my website, which is thekimpaganoshow.com. And also, I'm on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show.
Hey,
so
you're
I'm all over.
You're here. You're there. You're everywhere.
I like it. I like it. But you know what? What I'm trying to do is really just touch one more person every day to make sure that we're living our fullest life and to be really in the moment, be present, and be aware of what our moves that we're making.
Now. Yeah. And that's so difficult because most people come in, well, in my business, in my office, people come in with all of these mistakes that they made in the past, not knowing how to go in the future, and not living their life in the present.
Right.
So I'm working right now with this one lady who, yes, she has made some mistakes, and yes, there were some choices that she had that perhaps she could have chosen differently and a little wiser. However, she's still healthy. She's still working. She's still functioning. She's still intelligent. She still has a lot of things in place, but she's allowing the why didn't I do it this way?
So she's beating herself up.
She's beating herself
instead
up.
Instead of looking at her blessings and going on.
Yeah.
You know, today is the first day of your life. Make it a good one. And you are the producer of your own life. Take your reins back and hold on and say, where do I want to be?
Absolutely. Look at it like, who's in control here?
Right. And you know, the biggest thing is, you know, I think the biggest thing that I've learned is you can start your day over anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's important that you...
I love that term, do-over.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a little more of a challenge to do-over.
And you got, you know, a lot of people think, oh, God, I got to put my head down and just, you know, go back in and try it again. But you know what? It gets easier and easier
and you learn
every
something
time.
Each time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep on keeping on.
All right. Well, we're going to take a really, really quick break. And, I got a little text here from my friend. Actually, a couple.
Oh,
and,
good.
My friend, Stephen Trudeau, and he was on yesterday.
He is excellent. I love him.
He is just such an inspiration.
Yeah.
But he just said, smile, your audience loves you. I love
See,
it.
There's your little Atta girl.
I know. I love it. And you know what? And that's what makes it worth every day. It really does.
For a lot of people, they would rather have an attagirl or an attaboy than a raise. Now, I'm not talking about everyone, and yeah, I know you'd like to have a raise.
Yes.
However, is a raise the most important thing and just working for the money or working because you know that you're being appreciated and that you're here for a purpose and a reason?
I love it. I love it. You got it.
Yeah.
Well, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I thank all of my texts, one from my girlfriend Lisa out there. A shout out to you. And we are going to have Dr. Noelle Nelson join us right here in just a couple minutes. So stay tuned. And I do want to give out our phone number. If you have a question, write it down, 805-639-0008. And that's 805-639-0008. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to LA's Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you stayed with us. And we are going to be talking to Dr. Noelle Nelson right now. And... I think we have her on the line, do we?
Oh, yes, you have me on the line.
Hey.
And there she is.
All right. How are you?
I'm great. Always a pleasure to join you, Kim, on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. How's everything going? Good?
Great, thank you.
Very good. So talk to us a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. Let everybody know.
Well, we're going to talk about supercharging your work.
We need to be supercharged.
Yes, we do. Because,
especially by my friend, Dr. Noelle Nelson.
You know, there's that point that we get to in our work where it's sort of like being a hamster on a wheel.
Okay.
There's plenty to do, but it's boring.
Right, and we just go through the motions.
Exactly.
Okay.
And at that point, it's not only deadly dull, but it's kind of like
deadly
the life energy is just getting sucked out of you.
Wow.
And you may be efficient in the mechanical sense of efficient, but you're not being efficient in the sense of being as much as you can be just for yourself.
Huh.
Dr. Noelle, this is Bunny Vreeland, Dr. Bunny, and I have a question for you. It seems to me like a lot of what we do is catch up or getting organized.
Oh, my God. I just said that to my husband today. I said, I just can't seem to catch up, and it's getting worse and worse.
And worse and
worse. Although, I know my friend Noelle Nelson is going to say it's all about maintenance. Right, Noelle?
You know me too well. Yeah, I mean, you only play catch up and so forth if you don't have... Except for, like, when you come back from vacation. Okay, then you're going to play catch-up. Or if you
need a vacation from your vacation.
Heaven forbid, you know, of course, then you're going to play catch-up.
Right.
But on a regular basis, if you have an ongoing maintenance plan for whatever it is, be it the chores, the kids, the work, the you know, solo entrepreneurship, whatever it is, if you have a maintenance plan going, you really should rarely find yourself in that position of icky catch-up.
You should not have that time, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I feel bad saying it because we all get in that position. But, you know, if you take the time, and it always feels like, oh, God, I don't have the time to take the time to figure
out
maintenance. But you sort of don't have any other choice. I'll give you an example from my life. I really do not like to file. And I don't care whether it's electronic, having to push things around on the desktop or in the documents, or it's paper that needs to go in manila folders. But filing is something I do not enjoy. And yet, what I found is, if I systematically, once a week, since I don't like it, I'm not going to do it every day, but I set aside an hour, usually on Fridays, and I just do it, then I'm not playing catch-up the rest of the week.
And Noelle also says, I could have all these, and she inserted them in my brain, okay, is that you only touch it one time, right?
Oh, yeah, you only touch it once. If you touch it twice, and sometimes, I must admit, Kim, I grind my teeth when I know it myself.
Uh-oh.
I go, arg.
Oh, God.
Fine, I'll deal with this now.
Oh, God, yeah.
Get it over with.
Yeah. And, you know, so many of us put our stuff off that we know has to be done. You know, I just said to my husband today, I said, you know, I feel overwhelmed again. And I know, and he's like, well, it's not like we don't have anything going on. I said, I know, but I think we need to have a meeting that we say, here's what we're going to conquer this week. And he goes, but I barely have enough time. I said, I know, but you just have to, you know, take that time out of your life and make it happen.
So when you say meeting, Kim, do you mean family meeting?
Well, we already have a family meeting, but now we're going to have a husband and wife meeting.
Got it.
So, you know, I mean, and then an office
meeting. I think, Kim, the important thing to relate to those who are listening to us is a husband and wife meeting or a family meeting does not have to be an arduous chore that goes on for 2 hours.
Oh, no, yeah.
Which is kind of what Lou was probably dreading when you said.
No, actually, it's gotten better. We just write our list down and go, okay, which ones are we going to handle? Can we handle? I released so much of that.
And you probably have figured out it takes all of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's important for our listeners to realize we're not talking about marathons here.
Right.
It's not going to suck up your entire day. It's 15 minutes of kind of focused thinking. Focused thinking is, I think, a key to a lot of things.
I love that phrase, focused thinking.
Yeah, because I think a lot of what happens, and that Kim reminded us so nicely with the, you know, only touch it once, is that when you're focused, you tend to get things done faster and better. But a lot of what happens is that we have too many things in our mind, and instead of in the moment letting go the other things and attending to the thing in front of your nose, we sort of still have all of it jumbled in our head.
So is focused thinking looking at the end result and working backwards, or is focused thinking, explain the concept or the goal of focused thinking?
Focused thinking is being present with all of me to the task that is in front of my nose right now. In other words, if I'm making, salad dressing, then I need to be focused on, okay, what goes into the salad dressing? Let me pay attention to that, get it done. Off my list. Now, let's move on to the spaghetti. And I'm using a mundane example,
no, but
it's the same for anything. If I have that bill that crossed my desk, that instead of, you know, shoving it to the side and then shoving it to another place and then shoving, because I'm thinking of too many things at once, is pick it up, open it, and either pay it or throw it in the box to get paid at the end of the week when I pay everything else.
Right. Be present with it.
Be present here now.
Yeah. And also, you know, and what I meant with that meeting is we're not going to take any phone calls because,
right,
you know, you get sidetracked.
It's
and then
focused
you,
thinking.
Yeah,
You're
it's
focused
really,
on
I love
the
focused thinking.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah.
Like, look at what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
None of us are taking other phone calls. None of us are busy texting under the desk.
Cameras.
We're very engaged.
Thanks, buddy. In our three-way conversation, and we're very engaged in our listeners and those who are, you know, who enjoy being there in our audience. We're very engaged in giving value to them. That's it. That's the focus. I'm not paying attention to the dog barking outside or anything else.
Well, whenever you divide your attention, you can only do whatever you're doing partial, you know, give it part of your attention, and it gets partially done. So you're never really there 100%. So, and oftentimes it shows. It's like trying to text when you're driving. Don't think so.
Right. You really need to live life in kind of a tunnel vision, because you can be, I mean, you can take so much more in if you do it at a little chip at a time. Right.
And I think that kind of brings us back to the topic that I was.
Yes, we kind of went all the way around on that.
Supercharge your work.
Yeah.
And because the key to supercharging your work, and you'll see how this fits in, Kim, is to ask yourself, what is my value to my work right here, right now? We're back to that. Focus thinking. What is my value to my work right here, right now? Because most of the time, we're just doing it.
Right.
And we don't, and this obviously doesn't apply when you're thrilled with your work, you're energized by your work, you're happy in your work. This is when you find yourself kind of going into either doldrums or I don't care.
Or you're sitting at work and you're daydreaming and you're going, oh, God, this is, you know. And if you can revisit, you know, why you started there and kind of almost get excited all over again, you are going to do such an amazing job.
Exactly. And it's revisiting why you got started. And in addition to that, looking at what is my value now to my work? Because, frankly, you know, usually when you get started, your value to your work is just to get in enough clients to put food on the table. And then your value to your work might be later to show up and learn how to do certain tasks.
So you're saying it changes.
Absolutely, it changes.
Right.
Like my value to my, I used to do therapy. I mean, that I had a full-time practice. And then I discovered that my value was really more in disseminating that information to larger groups of people.
Mm.
So that led to speaking. And then speaking led to writing. So it's your value to your work. I have more value in the fact that God's been very good and I can write.
Right.
And people seem to find it useful and helpful than still being in the one-on-one, which much as I loved it, if you will, there came a time when my value wasn't as beneficial in that arena.
So it shifted.
Right. You know, Noelle, I actually just started writing a column, too, in the Ventura Breeze. And this is exactly what I wrote, is you need to rethink everything.
Yes.
And so as you're going through life, life changes momentarily. And, you know, even the one person can come into your life and change it. And so you have to just keep rethinking and be alive every moment, not just be in, you know, in just walking through life with your eyes closed.
And I think that that's an issue that we look for quick fixes. In other words, Kim, we're walking through life kind of with our eyes closed, kind of bored, kind of, you know, feeling, not bad, nothing bad's happening, but just kind of feeling, And then we go for the quick fix. We go shopping. We have an affair. We do something because it stimulates the adrenaline.
Right.
When really what we need to be doing is just asking, posing a, you know, sometimes challenging question. What's my value to my work, to my family, to my relationship? What's my value here now? And digging for that a little bit. Because it is far more satisfying in the long run to, for example, as you have, Kim, start to write an article for the Daily Breeze than it is to suck down another margarita.
Yeah. I mean, and really that is it, because I value my life and I value my family and I value my children and my, just all my friends. And so if I start making decisions that I haven't really thought about, it's going to take me in the wrong place.
Exactly. And it is, in the long term, not even that long a term, it is not going to be that satisfying.
No.
You know, how long does that new purse really turn you on?
Exactly. And or an affair or, you know, anything that you choose. You have to really think, what is going to, you know, this decision, how is it going to affect the rest of my life?
The long term.
The long term.
Yeah.
Because so many people think for the second.
They jump into it for the momentary pleasure.
And it's totally understandable. Because
sure it is.
We get in that place of whatever or boredom or just feeling useless in life. It's, I mean, come on. It's just the nearest, quickest, easiest thing.
Just so give me some quick pleasure.
Like you have to buck
right,
your natural tendency to, you know, scarf down that quart of Häagen-Dazs or whatever it is, to buck that, go, wait a minute.
Right.
I'll
have
a little Häagen-Dazs, but.
Right. And
what,
so basically
really
we're talking about not getting in ruts, right?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Not getting in a rut.
Yes, not getting in a rut. And as you feel yourself sliding into the rut is, for heaven's sakes, think higher of yourself than that. We're not put here on earth to be in a rut.
Right.
And it's up to us to pull ourselves out. And, you know, it's the old when you help yourself, good things happen.
Right.
As you start to climb yourself out. If I take just your example, Kim, starting this radio show, how much joy has it brought you?
Oh, amazing, amazing. Okay. And, you know, I just want to tell everybody right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Bunny. And I've got my friend, Dr. Noelle Nelson. We're talking about really valuing yourself and really kind of going through to know that, you know, every day doesn't have to be the same. You can start yourself again. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that I was saying, Noelle, that I've learned is you can start any day over.
Absolutely.
You know, and
it's a choice.
It is a choice. And it's a choice to have a good life.
And it's very much up to us to do that and to do it on purpose. There are people who manage to have amazing lives with horrible disadvantages.
That's
and,
absolutely
you know, most
true.
Of us here on the show and most of us listening to the show have, overall, pretty darn decent lives.
So
we can fairly easily reinfuse ourselves with a sense of personal value, personal worth, and that does lead to joy.
Right. And, you know, I have to say the one thing that I think you need to start it with is gratitude. And if you can look at all the things that you are happy about and that you're blessed to have in your life, and then that's where you can start to go, oh, my God, why am I sitting here? I need to be alive and feel all the joy that, you know, is going on.
I got in that habit when I used to walk my dog.
I have a practice that I do every night before I go to sleep is I write down 10 things that I really appreciated in the day.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's
a completion on the day and a gratitude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Because if you start focusing on the things that you're grateful for and the things that make you happy,
then
you'd be surprised at how many more of them can come your way. It's like opening a giant door.
Wow, I love it. So, Noelle, so what are some tips that you can give people to, you know, if they're feeling like they're at work, they don't love their job anymore, or they're just thinking, oh, this is kind of getting old. What am I going to do with my life at this point? What would you tell them?
Well, let's start with the, you know, I'm at work, I'm so bored, I'm a hamster, whatever, because what am I going to do with my life is a bigger question.
Yeah.
So let's start with that one. And I would say, kind of mentally pull back and look at the bigger picture and look at how do you fit with your work. In other words, whether you're a data processor or you're a supervisor or you're a file clerk or whatever it is that you happen to be, or if you're, you know, a hairdresser, a makeup artist, whatever, is pull back, take the bigger picture and ask yourself, what is my value here in my position at my work? Well, maybe it's, you know, serving the customers. Maybe it's helping the company make a profit, whatever. And instead of just doing the task, which is what we tend to do, that's how we get in a rut, we just do the task, is take that step back and look at where do I fit and what is my value and literally determine that value. For example, if it bores you witless to sit there and data process, think about where that data goes, how that data processing helps people, or helps your company, or adds to your pocketbook, whatever it is that turns you on. But look further than your immediate task, because it's the immediate tasks that get us bogged down.
So you're looking for the overall value and what you're contributing just you know, starting and doing your job and how it expands out into the world.
Yes. So if you're a hairdresser, it's not just, you know, oh, another perm, oh, another coloring, oh, another cut, which gets to be very tedious because you do the same thing day in, day out. But instead it's, oh, I brought a smile to this woman's face. I brought uplift to this man.
Right, and the other thing,
value.
Right, which I think is a great, that's, I'm so glad you brought that up. The other thing that you can do is regenerate yourself. Go to a class, learn something new, you know, so that you are recharged.
Listen to a CD, read a book.
There you go, there's so many.
Absolutely.
Hi, Noelle, it's Steve here. Steve here. We had a question from Jeannie.
Yes.
Who said that it seems like when she gets bogged down, she likes to restart her day, start over. And is that a good technique? Is that something that you would endorse?
I think it's a really smart technique because all that is mentally, you know, making a clean slate for yourself, emotionally speaking, and gearing up again. It's a great idea. Absolutely, Jeannie. Go for it.
All right. Well, Noelle, give out the name of your book and so everybody can get a copy of that.
Actually, I'm going to give you the name of a book that applies more to what we're talking about today.
Oh, okay.
And it's called The Power of Appreciation in Business because it has lots and lots of ideas on how to use gratitude and appreciation and valuing more than anything, because that's what appreciation is, valuing yourself and your place in life and society and at work. Power of Appreciation in Business by myself, Dr. Nelson, at Amazon.
Is that a new book?
Relatively, yes. A couple of years old. Yes.
Okay, I love it. She's got many things up her sleeve. All right. Well, gosh, you know what? Such great tips. I thank you so much for being a part of my show.
It is always a great pleasure.
And I can't wait to have you back again.
All righty.
All right. Have a really great day. All right. Well, gosh, it's almost over again.
I know.
I tell you, it flies. So isn't, yeah, I love her. She is definitely an inspiration. Well, I want to thank all of you. And I want to remind you that I do have my new column coming out. It's the second one in the Venture Breeze. And you can also get that online, too, at, I believe it's VentureBreeze.com. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Bunny, give out your number really quick one more time.
Dr. Bunny Vreeland, I'm at 805-482-8111. And I'm in Camarillo at the Vreeland College of the Healing Arts.
All right. And for anybody that missed any part of my show or you just want to, like, think about what we talked about.
You're going to be back on later.
That's right.
Yeah,
from three to four. That's right. And if you want to know anything or if you want to, you know, any info, just give me an email at kimpagano@gmail.com. I will get back with you if you want to be a part of my show because I want to thank all my sponsors. It wouldn't be possible without them. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, you must live in the present. Find your eternity in each and every moment.
I think that's what we've been talking about.
That's exactly it. So, Steve, great job on the board. And I want to thank all my friends and all my family for listening out there. I would not be here without all of you. And I appreciate the support.
Thank you.
With that, thank you, Bunny. And with that, I want to say you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Have a really good day. Go do that for yourself.